I'm Annalisa, and this is my faith statement. This year, during confirmation, I found myself spending a lot of time considering what my spiritual beliefs are. We talked about many aspects of Christianity throughout our classes, and while my understanding of the history of church has expanded, I have not yet solidified my beliefs. I still don't know if I believe in God or if I think of myself as a spiritual person. Early on in the year, we were asked to think about what images of God resonate within us, a question that I found very interesting. While I'm not exactly sure how I imagine God, or even if I believe in God, I know I do not believe in God as the old white man with a beard sitting on a cloud. When I see God, I visualize a galaxy-like shape, full of colors and hovering throughout space. I see a genderless spiritual force presiding over the world. I do not think of God as humanoid, reaching into our lives to control what we do or what happens, but merely keeping watch over us and loving us. Another aspect of Christianity that we discussed early on in the year was our interpretations of the Bible. I see the Bible as a collection of stories with ethical messages, guiding its readers and followers in how to live. I think the metaphors within the Bible help people to grapple with existential questions in a more graspable way. I do not, however, think of it as the direct word of God, explaining exactly what happened when. I see the Bible as an important book that can, in the right context, be used to spread messages of love and peace. Another topic that we discussed a lot in confirmation is our role in the modern world. For centuries, Christianity has been a religion that has, in practice, been exclusionary of women, LGBTQ+ people, and people of color. It also has a long history of going into non-Western regions, telling the people what they need, forcing it upon them, and converting them. I find it ironic how the church has so often used the Bible to enforce oppressive acts, while Jesus himself preaches equity and justice for all people. I think that it is places like Brown that are using their power and influence to right these long-endured wrongs. I view it as my obligation as a straight, white, well-off person to use my privilege to change systems that have favored me and my ancestors, and I think that the church has these same duties. Brown does a good job of using its wealth and privilege to connect with people, partner with them, and work together to help achieve goals. Another aspect of Christianity that I've had to wrestle with is its relationship with science. I've always been a strong supporter and believer of climate change and evolution, and I want to go into science as a profession. Many people think of all Christians as the anti-science extremists that they always hear about on the news. It has been fairly hard for me trying to figure out how to identify myself with a religion that, in so many people's eyes, goes against some of my most core beliefs. After talking with my family, the way I found to reconcile this is that the Bible is a set of powerful metaphors, not the law. Although I've found a way to think about this that works for me, I don't broadcast my Christianity with people that I have just met to avoid having people assume that I'm a creationist homophobe. I often hear awful things on the news about the church that really sadden me. However, when I think about the way that churches like Brown use the Bible to carry out good in the world, I'm a little more hopeful about the church. It is things like our partnership with Utah Marshburn, the El Salvador trip, lunches educating the church on LGBTQ+ issues, and all gendered restrooms that make me believe that the church has a bright future. I have found myself being skeptical of the complex rituals and rules surrounding Christianity. It seems that, at many churches, people are caught up in practicing in an exact and specific way that we lose track of what it all means and forget to think about what we actually believe. I think that this is one reason that a class like confirmation is so important. It allowed me to really examine how I feel about the rituals that have been ingrained upon me since I was a little kid. Throughout my childhood, I've been exposed to various sects of Christianity, and I found that different parts have worked for me in different ways. One version of faith that I have found particularly meaningful is Quakerism. Since kindergarten, I've been attending a Quaker school here in Baltimore. Quaker beliefs are centered around simplicity and the idea that there is that of God in everyone. I've always found myself drawn to this idea of respect and love for everyone. Although for years I found the long periods of often unbroken silence boring and unnecessary, I have come to value meeting for worship. I like that Quakerism is focused on internal contemplations and connection to God, allowing room for differing values and ways of honoring spirituality. Once every other week, we have what is called alternative meeting for worship, where you can choose to walk, knit, draw, read, sing, or do a variety of activities instead of the traditional reading for worship. I like that this allows you to find your spirituality with what works for you instead of adhering to a specific set of rituals that are planned out. While I may have not quite figured out my specific religious beliefs, I know that I really value being part of the church community. It was immediately clear to me when I came to Brown in fourth grade that this was a tight-knit community that I wanted to be a part of. This has been backed up time and time again. I love that this is a place where people of all ages can be friends. Most recently, I noticed the strength of this community as my grandmother was going through cancer treatment. It seemed that every day we were getting new notes of support. People I know and those that I don't were emailing my parents and sending us letters. The love and care that I found here is core to what Christianity means to me, and I'm very lucky to have a community like this. I know that wherever I end up in my life, I will crave this sense of belonging and community that I feel at Brown. It is for this community and the way that church makes me struggle with difficult contemporary issues that I want to get confirmed. Thank you.